So, okay, I know it's El Nino weather. A lot of us, again, hit hard by the rain. I appreciate everyone who came out from all the devastated areas to come to this show tonight. No, really. And so if there's ever an emergency here, you know, we get this, like, broadcast system. We always get this, you know, little alarm system. But in the Philippines, you know, when they experience floods, in the Philippines, it's totally different than how we do it here. I mean, we have a broadcast system. Theirs is a little more unique in the Philippines. Have you ever heard, you know, when they have, like, emergency situations like flash floods, they always make this announcement.
This is the Philippine Broadcast Emergency System. If there should be an actual emergency, the Ilocano Manong will not finish his sentence. This is only a test.
When I was a boy, I used to... Man, but no, we should feel for a lot of people going through, you know, the flooding. But then again, Philippines, they're way up on us in terms of floods, right? And like mudslides and all that, you know? Man, here it's like, yeah, we can survive, we have whatever. But in the Philippines, people die by the thousands, you know, just overnight, you know? You ever see like people on like Balitangke? The most horrible TV show I've ever seen, man. Dead body. Look, close up. There's a dead body. Can you see? You can't get that in America. He's dead. Look, man. It's like the most exploitive show ever. Like the parents of the dead body. Oh, that's our son. Wow, our son is on TV. He's dead. You know, imagine some guy, this is an innocent guy, you know, just a flood victim, you know, a mudslide went through his town, and he's up on television. Go, oh yeah, just last night there was a flood, and everything washed down my block, just down my street, you know, and I saw my cousin, my first cousin, he's sliding down 40 miles an hour with all of his belongings. But the funny thing is, he lived 2 miles away.